Sexy and Van City Radio may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Welcome to Sexy and Van City Radio, 101.9 FM on CITR. Or maybe you could be one of our podcast listeners listening to this long after this interview is over. But however you've decided to spend the hour with us, we're really, really, really glad to have you. I hope you've been enjoying this beautiful weather out there. It has been absolutely gorgeous. And in Van City, we don't always see this kind of stuff. It's been like over a month of absolutely gorgeous weather. And with that, we want to get outside, we want to have some fun, and there is dating at all ages, whether you're tweens, teens, everything above and in between, so it's pretty exciting, and I'm very excited to have a very special guest on who is a writer. He writes for his school paper, and we are going to be chatting about some of the restaurants, some fun places to go for dates around the city. And I realized that the entire time I've had this show, or before when I used to host Juicebox Radio with Julia Saunders, we've never had somebody on who is as young as my wonderful guest. So it's really important to have some really great insight, some different perspective in terms of dating, because dating doesn't just start when you're 19 plus. It starts a lot earlier than that. We've had a few guests, one in particular, who wrote a book called Relationship Saboteur, who actually was with her husband even in her 80s, and they actually started dating at the age of 11 and had never dated anybody else all the way through. So you never know when you meet somebody if it's going to be right, wrong, whatever. But however everything happens, what we want to do is make sure that we have a good time. And if we're in Vancouver, there's lots of great stuff to do. So my special guest tonight is a writer. He writes for a paper called The Arrow, which is for Eaton Arrowsmith School. So I'm very excited to have Lachlan Simpson on the show. Lachlan, welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So how long have you been doing your column?
Well, at least from the start of the year, I came out of Shaughnessy, and then I came into EAS, and then I really like food, and I like adventures. I like traveling, so I'm really adventurous around food. So then I started writing about restaurants that I'm passionate about.
Cool. And what makes a good restaurant?
What makes a good restaurant? Usually the food. I mean, food's really like what restaurant is. But service, surrounding, just the vibe.
Yeah.
Feeling.
That makes perfect sense. And one of the things when we were having our pre-show chat, you're mentioning just that it's Vancouver is pretty multi-dimensional. We've got so many different cultures here. There's some really amazing food here.
There is. Like, I really like Asian food because I've grown up eating Asian food. I mean, I don't know. It's just my home food. And, so there's so many different kinds of food. Like, anything you can think of, from, like, Vietnamese to Italian. There's everything.
There really is. And I'm not sure if it's still true, but I know many years ago when I used to do a little bit of writing, at the time we had more restaurants per capita than anywhere else in North America, which is pretty wild. Just that there's just so much. So there's lots to choose from, as you're saying, anything from Italian to different types of Asian food, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I love all food. Should I recommend some restaurants?
Yeah, we can definitely do that. And we've also got the food carts as well. And the cool thing is just even price range, we've got everything from really high-end restaurants to really inexpensive stuff too. So there's something for everybody.
Should I start off with a burger bar?
Sure. Burgers sound good.
This is a burger bar called Roamers. I can't really get the location at the moment, but I think it's down the road from Fifth Avenue Theater, and it is it's beside Marchwork Warehouse.
Yeah, so just on Fourth Avenue really close to Burrard. And what would be really awesome about that is you could actually go to a movie first, and then go for, which might be in this weather, might be nice to be somewhere where there's air conditioning, which might be feel really, really good. And then from there have a burger afterwards or beforehand. What kind of burgers do you recommend there? Like, what makes their burgers better than somebody else? Like, say, White Spot.
Just, like, the buns, are crispy. I mean, the burgers are really tender. They have, like, it's always good. Like, you know how some restaurants, when you have a burger on it, not all of them are good. Some of them are good. Mm-hmm. Like, every single burger you choose from there is just amazing. So I don't really have a preference. I eat all of them.
Oh, cool.
But if I was going to say a classic, I would say the Man's Man Burger.
Okay, what is the Man's Man's Burger?
It's a pretty simple burger. It has all the basic spices. Apple and bacon, obviously. Mm. A man's burger.
I like bacon too, so there's just nothing quite like bacon. So it's pretty awesome. So burgers are pretty cool. You could even do that if you're, say, going to Kitts Beach or maybe being really good and going for a swim first and then walking up the hill afterwards. No?
I love swimming.
Yeah? You like swimming?
At Kitts Beach, I'm like the only one that's out there.
I would be out there with you, so I'm a huge Kitts Beach freak myself. Yeah, and then plus the pool. It's 137.5 meters as well, which...
It's huge.
It is, and it's actually 25% salt water.
I know, it's really authentic. I mean, if that's a word.
It is. Authentic is a word. That's
I don't know, is that... That's
using it in the right tense, do you mean?
Or? I'm a bit nervous, so...
That's cool. And I can understand that. So you're doing an awesome job, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So burgers are pretty cool. You were also mentioning that you're really familiar with Asian food as well.
Yeah. For Asian food, I like everything from Cambodian to Chinese to Vietnamese.
Okay.
And if I recommend a Vietnamese restaurant, Vietnamese restaurant, it's called O Petit Cafe. Mm. They make amazing special sandwiches, which it's a flavor that I can't explain. It has like ham, and it's like a French sandwich kind of. It's really good. And then also, if you're there, you should get like the pho thai nam. It's a beef brisket boiled in the chicken broth with noodles and other spices.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah, it's really summery.
I've never had that before.
It's pretty adventurous.
That's really neat. So how did you develop your palate in terms of knowing what you like in terms of restaurants?
I think I was pretty much evolved into it. I was growing up eating all these different foods and traveling a lot, and I just learned to love all of the foods.
Cool.
And some people just like that. I mean, I just like different foods.
Mm-hmm. Which is, I think, really important.
Yeah. So.
And especially if you're writing about it, it's key.
Yeah.
And one of the things that you mentioned, I'm going to just keep us to more the west side for a little bit, just because it's close to campus at UBC as well. But you also mentioned the Cellar earlier, because we were talking about where could you go at night, especially if you want to combine, say, really good music with, and you're mentioning jazz.
Oh, yeah, they have really good jazz there. It's just a great experience. It actually, it lives up to its name. It's like being in a wine cellar.
I've never been in a wine cellar, ever.
It kind of has that downstairs feel with the dim lights and the wine on the side. It's a really good restaurant. They make good food, and it's just the vibe. The vibe really makes it what it is.
And I could see that. Is it too loud to speak, or...?
It's pretty loud, yeah.
Okay.
You can speak, but it's kind of like watching a movie, so...
Okay, so it'd be kind of like if it was a first date, may not be as awesome, but if you've known somebody for a little while and you're going, it might be a special occasion where you just want to kind of...
And also, there's like spaces in between, so like when you're having your food, you could talk and stuff, but just like there's a performance to entertain you.
So it sounds like it's got really good ambiance.
Really good ambiance.
Nice. In terms of the food, I've never been there. What kind of stuff do they serve?
They have really good steaks.
Mm.
My dad had some salmon. Apparently they have really good wines. I mean, I wouldn't know, but my dad says so.
Well, your dad is very well versed in terms of wine. For my listeners out there who are not familiar, the Liberty Wines. So, and I'm just going to do a plug for Liberty Wines really quickly. Which they're awesome. So, with that, so very strong, good palate. So, if he says that the wines are good, I will trust that. I was telling you beforehand, and for my listeners out there who may not be familiar, I'm actually allergic to alcohol myself, and when I used to write restaurant reviews, I used to have to get my dad to pair the wine with the food because I break out in bright red, and my face feels like it goes numb after 2.5 glasses of wine. So it's not, I'm not very good with wine. So I can totally understand, and I will bow to somebody who knows what their what wines are. So
I am definitely on there with you.
There's also some really cool places as well. You're mentioning a restaurant called Peaceful that I hadn't been to before. That's over around Canby and Broadway area, isn't it?
Yeah. Peaceful has amazing food. Mm. They have beef rolls, which is, it has a nice tender beef wrapped in a crispy roll with this really amazing sauce, kind of tastes like hoisin, but a bit sweeter.
Mm.
And for red vegetarian options, if you want something to taste it, you can have the tangy potato. They're actually called the potato potato rolls, but they have tangy potato in them, mm-hmm. and they are delicious. And if you just want that tangy potato, you can get the sweet and tangy potato. I think that's it. It is amazing. Mm. I would call it a vegetable, so it doesn't really serve as the vegetable. But
we'll get our intake of starch, but the nice thing about potatoes is they do have a lot of potassium in them as well.
Yeah.
Which in this weather, when, and I know this isn't particularly sexy, but when we're sweating a lot because it's really warm out, we're losing a lot of salt in our bodies, so it's not a bad thing as well, because when you're low in terms of sweating, you're more at risk of sometimes getting cramps, which isn't very fun and not very sexy. Can you imagine being on a date and being like, oh, ow, ooh, ow? So, you know, that would be really awful, wouldn't it be? And really embarrassing at a restaurant where you have to go home because you ended up with a cramp, where it's like just eat a potato. So eat a banana.
I'll eat it later. I can't move my arm.
Oh, no. This is when we need a video camera in here, don't we? We need it for your YouTube channel. So.
Yeah.
One of the other things I was going to ask about is you mentioned vegetarian options, and I think that's something really important. So if you are going to go out on a date with somebody, to find out first and foremost, are they vegetarian? So say that they're a vegetarian, that you're not taking them, say, to High's Steakhouse or, ordering a steak for them if you went to the cellar. You're, you know, actually taking a look and seeing what options are available somewhere. And you're mentioning the NAM earlier on 4th Avenue, which is a huge, wonderful staple in Vancouver, which does have some options for vegan as well as for vegetarian.
Yeah, definitely. They have a lot of different great food.
Mm-hmm.
You can have anything, really. I mean, they have a huge menu, a bunch of options.
They really do. I know it's going to sound terrible, but, and I like chili. I don't care if it's summertime, and listeners, they're probably listening going, really, Caroline? But yes, I love chili. And for those who are vegetarian but are okay eating dairy, they actually put a little bit of sour cream on the top, and then they melt cheese on top of it. It's really, really delectable. And then they have those huge salads. It's almost like you could split it with somebody because there's so much, where they grate the beets, they grate the They grate the carrots and everything. It's super yummy.
I'm getting hungry.
May need to go and grab some food after this, hey? Even though technically you're not supposed to eat, supposedly, after 8 o'clock. But I always figure a little bit of everything, especially in NAM, it is open 24 hours.
Yeah. Didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, I know that for other reasons, but I am older than you, so, and I think my listeners out there know that, so yeah.
Definitely.
It's it's good to go to after sometimes where you may need something to enjoy.
Also with Roma's. Roma's is up till 11 or something, 10 okay. or 11, so it's open pretty late, so you can actually watch a movie and then
have a burger afterwards.
Yep.
No, I think that sounds awesome. There's other places as well in town which would be really great. So say the weather does shift. What are your thoughts about Burgoo, which is one of my personal favorites? Because I like home-cooked stuff, but I think you and I have had a conversation in pre-show chat where you were kind of like, ugh, if I remember correctly. Or do you like Burgoo?
I love Burgoo.
You do love Burgoo. Okay, that's good.
At Burgoo,
same.
I like a lot of burgers. So The pulled pork sandwich is delicious. Oh, I thought burger. The pulled pork burger sandwich or whatever it is. That's really good.
I still like their mac and cheese, but my all-time favorite is their gooey grillers, because it's got the three different types of cheese in there. And it's huge, where I can honestly split that with somebody. That, with their spinach salad, with the goat cheese on it and the bacon bits, is absolutely phenomenal. Although sometimes when it's a little bit cooler out, I do like it with their roasted garlic tomato soup. They've also, I think it was you who was mentioning it to me before, about the fact that you can also go there for, I don't know, why am I blanking out on the dippy stuff? That's kind of romantic. You dip it, there's the cheese, it's all melted.
Goat's fondue.
Thank you. I couldn't remember the word. I just had this just meltdown with my head. It's probably melting because of the heat, or perhaps because I'm getting just a touch of senile, you know.
Chocolate fondue.
Where can we go for chocolate fondue in the city?
I haven't eaten much chocolate fondue in Vancouver,
okay.
But I went up Whistler and had chocolate fondue.
Whistler's pretty close. At the Fairmont. I bet that was amazing.
Yeah, really good.
In Vancouver, for chocolate fondue and just chocolate, period, and bearing in mind, listeners, that me personally, I am allergic to dark chocolate, so I break out in hives, so I'm very careful with it. There is an amazing at the Sutton Place on, I believe it's Friday nights, they have a chocolate buffet where you can pay a flat fee and you can keep coming up to that buffet and just sampling all sorts of different delicacies. It's one of those ones where you almost want to make sure you eat light and just bear in mind that with...
Oh, oh my God.
Yeah?
I need chocolate.
You need chocolate. It is supposed to be good for the soul. I don't know about for me, for my hips. I'm going to try and stay away from it as much as possible, but...
It's good for your soul, but not really good for your stomach.
It's true. and it's also got cacao in it too, which is actually very healthy, the actual root of it.
Yeah.
And there are some doctors, and again, listeners, I am not a doctor, so I'm just going to put it right out there. Even though we care about your heart and everything at Sexy in Van City, and we care about your body and your relationships, body, mind, and spirit, I can attest to that. But with it, there are some really healthy things, and they have done a lot of studies lately to find that it is very, very, very healthy.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting.
That chocolate's good for you sometimes, or...?
Yeah, it's just in general, like, how something... So, I don't know, like, it's like a dessert, you know?
Mm.
And how it can really be good for you. They like change our perspective on chocolate.
What are some other foods that might be kind of fun to eat with people? Like, obviously, fondue is a really great one, both the chocolate as well as the cheese, because you can kind of share food like any other restaurants. And I'm thinking in terms of almost like tapas, which one of my favorite places for tapas right now, I think I was telling you in pre-show chat, which we will have to go and check out, is I love The Pigeon, which is in the downtown east side, on Carroll Street. They have some pretty amazing, amazing food. They've got a wonderful octopus. Their pork belly is pretty amazing. Obviously, I'm not a vegetarian, and their chicken wings are out of this world, where I request them every time. And I know it's really silly, but they're that good. That they're awesome.
Wings.
One of my friends described them as a Chinese-styled KFC, which meant it as a complete compliment.
Chinese-styled KFC. That sounds definitely good, so I take it as a compliment.
That's what I thought, too. And I think it's yummy.
What's your favorite food, would you say?
Besides chicken wings, which it is Wing Wednesday. Almost every restaurant in town has something like that in terms of wings. But I also like some raw foods as well, and a vegan. My brother's vegan, so this is a shout-out to Alex, who's in town visiting right now, my brother. But there's a really great raw restaurant called Indigo, and they have an amazing, amazing mushroom soup. They also have the best kale chips in town, where they use cashew butter. Cashew cheese on these chips, and they're probably the best kale chips I've ever tasted. And I've got some friends who make some pretty great kale chips. That one I love, which that's just very, very close to Choices over on 16th, just right before McDonald. That's probably one of my faves. Another one that I've been at recently, which at this time of year is pretty great, is a place called the Golden Aura, which is over on West Broadway, kind of kitty corner from the Safeway, just at Stevens and Broadway. And they is another raw restaurant, and they have some of the best smoothies I've ever tasted. Super healthy as well. There is one that has blueberries, banana, lemon, and a whole bunch of other goodness stuff with the greens in there that I can't see it, so I enjoy it and swallow it in one delicious gulp. It's really, really good.
That sounds delicious. So should I talk? I'm going to talk about some good foods just for summer. Just
sure.
Midday. Just in general.
I would love that. What do you think?
Bistros are good. Really good bistros.
I think bistros are great.
Yeah.
Is there any bistros you like best?
From bistros, I like French bistros. I went to this French bistro just up the road from Marchwork Warehouse.
Mm.
Oh, that had really good. It had a steak and fries that were so thin. French fries.
Mm.
They were thin. That's my favorite kind of fry.
Almost like a frit? Steak and frits?
Oh, yeah.
Because they...
Frits, yeah.
But that sounds really, really yummy. There's also another place that's pretty good for that as well. It's one that takes cash only, called Le Salade de Fruits. And it's just around Fur, and it's right by the French Cultural Center, kind of between Fur and Granville on West 7th Avenue. So if you're going to the theater, there is a theater in that building as well. And the restaurant itself, it's actually on a very, very small plaque of wood. So it's fairly thick, very small menu. Everything's amazing. They do have a foie gras as well, which, if I remember correctly, is duck liver, which I know I probably shouldn't like, because all around there have been people who have protested restaurants that do serve that, because it's a pretty inhumane how they take it out of the duck. But it is a guilty pleasure, and it's really yummy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some great steak restaurants in Vancouver.
Steak is a really good food. I mean, my dad usually makes steak, and my mom usually makes steak.
Mm.
Steak's a classic. Steak's a classic homestyle food. I mean, Roma's also serves it. Yeah.
No, I think that sounds awesome. In terms of, we're going to take a really quick short break, and when we come back, we're going to be chatting a bit more about where to go to eat. We might actually talk about some picnic foods as well and some stuff. So say you want to go down to, say, Kitts Beach and maybe have a picnic, maybe some stuff that you can pick up, bring down, or take from your home and create yourself, just to have some lots of fun. You're listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. We will be right back.
Welcome to Folk Oasis, a vuvuzela-free zone.
Dollars on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the West End at
212 Productions Limited, The Baker and the Chef, Bang on T-shirts, Bistrut Records, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, Dunleavy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattoo, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Think, Perch, Project Space, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Thursday, July 25th at the Electric Owl. It's the Monophonics. Come get funky and check out guests The Valuables and Johnny Grayston. Advanced tickets available at High Life, Zulu, Red Cat, and Beat Street. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
Come down to the PAL Street Festival this year, celebrating artistic champions. Experience traditional and contemporary Japanese-Canadian performances, including taiko drumming, sumo wrestling, martial arts, visual arts, traditional ceremonies, and so much more. Happening August 3rd and 4th at Oppenheimer Park and surrounding venues, and running from 11:30 to 7 p.m. Daytime admission is free.
And we are back in Sexy and Van City Radio 101.9 FM on CITR. And if you're just joining us, I have a food critic in the house right now. I've got the lovely, the wonderful, the good-looking, which is why we really need a camera in this space so you could see, because we've got a room full of good-looking people. We just had Val from Folk Oasis in here, and my wonderful guest, Lachlan Simpson. Welcome back to the show.
Hey.
Hey. So before the break, we were just mentioning that it might be great just to pick up some stuff as well to go take down to the beach for kind of, you know, just to watch the sunset or that kind of thing, because there's lots of great stuff. So any thoughts in terms of stuff?
Oh, I love picnics. Sandwiches are great. I personally, I'm a PB&J man. That's what I like. I like PB&J. But anything, really. What do you mean by picnics?
Well, you can either do a picnic where almost more like a potluck, where you could have someone that you're going out with bring stuff, and or you could go pick it up completely. So as an example, Calhoun's actually is really great for picnics because they've got lots of little things, and then as well as that, they can also they can make sandwiches there at their sandwich bar, and so you can have anything in it and bring it down. Other times you might just want to go, say, to the grocery store, maybe to Whole Foods, which has some fantastic stuff, and just pack up a knapsack and just bring everything down, or perhaps pack a hibachi or something like a little barbecue in the back of your car if you're mobile, and bring it down and just bring whatever you want to barbecue on there, which might be kind of nice. We're just past Kit's pool. A friend of mine's going to be very upset I say this, but there is, she calls it Secret Cove. I'm not sure what it's actually called, but it's kind of between Kit's on the way as you walk along. But it's a really, really sweet place to go for having a little barbecue, which could be kind of romantic and kind of sexy, which is kind of good. And in terms of for picnics, there's just so much stuff you could bring. I could even see bringing sushi to the beach.
Sushi.
What are your thoughts about that, other than being careful about making sure you don't get sand in it?
When you're down by the beach for a picnic, first thing that comes to mind for me is Greek food.
Greek would be great. Steffo's would be fantastic. So you could, if you're going, say, to English Bay, you could bypass the lineup and actually go down there. Is there any other Greek foods that, Greek places that you think that we should include on that list?
Right across the road from the cellar is somewhere called Athens. It's a great restaurant. They have this great lamb chop. They have, like, everything. A really great menu. Probably a nice Greek salad would be nice down by the beach.
That would be really refreshing, especially at this time of year.
Refreshing. And a lemonade.
That'd be awesome.
And also sushi, as you just said, sushi would be great, because if you're not on the beach and having sushi, sushi's kind of a cold, refreshing thing, and I find sushi's best good for all moments, and especially summer. I had sushi early this morning, and I'm getting really hungry.
I know, I was just thinking, I feel bad, we're having this show right before 11 o'clock at night, and yeah, I'm thinking of all sorts of food as well. So food is a very beautiful thing. So.
definitely is.
It really, really is. In terms of dating etiquette, one of the things that, and I come from really weird roots when it comes from dating. I don't know how much you know about my history, but my dad used to write restaurant reviews for the Vancouver Sun when I was a kid. And my mother had really unusual rules as a girl for dating, which was quite interesting. So she used to advise when I wasn't allowed to date till I was 16 years old, but she made sure I ate before I went out. I was to order a salad or something that was really inexpensive and basically push my fork around and just tell them that I wasn't really that hungry. And I wasn't supposed to for two reasons. She had told me, one, because she didn't want a teenage boy having to spend his money on me because he may not have that much money. And two, because of the fact that it just wasn't ladylike to eat in front of people. So that was kind of what I grew up with. And the irony of it was when I found out years later about my parents, because they met because my father was reviewing the restaurant that my mother was working at the time, because there was a theater show going on, and he reviewed them. He took her out afterwards when he dropped her off to go to work for their very first date. They had a big smorgasbord. It was the old Marco Polo restaurant, which doesn't exist anymore in Chinatown, but it was a huge landmark in Vancouver, way back before both of us were born, actually. So, and it used to be my favorite when I was a little kid. But he actually said to her, "Wow, I know you ate like a bird. I just didn't realize it was a vulture." I know. My dad's got a really weird sense of humor. But with that, as a girl, I was taught you weren't supposed to eat in front of boys just because it was very impolite.
I don't believe in that.
You don't believe in that. So do you think that that girls should be able to eat? So if you go on a date, is there anything that they shouldn't eat or something that may not look as good to eat?
I think that whatever you're most comfortable with and whatever you do, because if you show yourself and you're not showing your real self, you're going to beat it with them and you're going to eventually have to show yourself, and maybe they don't like that part of you.
Yeah.
So I recommend just doing what you love and just being yourself when on a date.
So how do you impress somebody? And so I see what you're saying is just be yourself anyway and just be really authentic and honest about who you are right from the get-go.
Yeah.
So then that way you're not wasting their time. You're not wasting your time.
And you don't have to like say something later on and it being be way bigger of a deal. And I don't know, because it's great when you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend for it to be the best relationship possible.
So by being honest and being respectful for each other and being able to communicate, because that's a big piece there, where you're able, not being afraid to be who you are and being able to get that across to somebody in a respectful manner is really important. I agree with you, like in terms of being able to have a really awesome relationship.
Definitely.
And being able to break, like basically being able to communicate over food is important.
Yeah. Because, like, it doesn't really matter who you are. You have to eat.
That's true.
And you don't really need to hide it.
That's a really good point. And it's interesting you say that, because I've got some friends who we've actually very recently, and if they're listening right now, they're probably laughing, are even afraid to excuse themselves to go to the washroom during a date because they're embarrassed about the fact that sometimes they do have to go to the washroom. So sometimes they will hold and end up with a stomachache because they'd rather wait till they get home as opposed to having to use the facilities.
Yeah.
Sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So what are some things in terms of if there's parents listening to this and they want to basically give some dating advice to their kids, what do you think they should say? Like, I think you pretty much nailed it on the head in terms of the, you know, just be yourself. But is there anything else you want to add to that, especially if they're going to go eat?
Be young.
What does that mean?
Don't act like you're an adult. Just be young.
Okay.
I mean, like, don't act like all fancy. Just be yourself as a kid.
Okay.
I mean,
but that doesn't mean, like, and making it appropriate to wherever you are. So
I don't mean, like, being, like, childish, but I mean, like, don't act like you're an adult. I mean, because you're a kid, and I don't know. And just try to relax.
Okay.
I mean, I don't really feel like... I feel like you should really be yourself and just kind of be out there. Because if you really do get rejected, then there's always someone else. And so, yeah, you just have to be out there.
That's really, 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 really true. So,
lots of reallys.
I like reallys. Reallys are kind of fun.
Yeah.
In terms of for people who are just starting to date, any thoughts besides how do you be yourself when you're really, really nervous? I guess is my next question.
Close your eyes and breathe and just... Close your eyes and breathe. Just take simple breathing. Just before you're going, like, meditate.
Okay.
This may sound weird, but, like, just kind of close your eyes and just think about absolutely nothing. Just calm your brain down. Let it, so your brain isn't going with a million different things to say. So if you're calmed down and you're out there, then you'll be able to say things. Because if you, like, remember things and you try to, like, practice things, you might stutter. And you might be a bit awkward.
That makes sense because you're not really in the moment. If you're in your head trying to think of everything else to say, you're not really reacting to what you're getting from somebody else.
And if she or he says something completely different, then if she says or he says something completely different, you just pause. You pause because, like, do I have a script for this? I have something to say for this. You just have to close your eyes and just count to 10, and then everything will be better.
I wish I had that advice, thank you, when I was a kid. It's because I think that would have been awesome. Because I think as adults, for all of you listeners out there, I think that's really important. I love the meditation, having a breath practice, because it helps you stay in your body, which is really, really key. And just be in the moment and being able to connect with other people. It lets you be you. So you can be young, as you say. You can be a kid. You can have fun. And I think at any age, whether you're 90 years old and listening to this, or you're 10 years old and going for a first date, I think that at any age, you can be young and have some fun.
Yeah. There's no age limit for fun.
No. I hope not, because life is a pretty amazing gift. And since we're in Vancouver, we got lots of places to sample, lots of things to do. And I think Vancouver, I don't know if you know this or not, but a while ago, Vancouver had a reputation as a no-fun city. And since then, it's changed a lot. But I don't know if you knew that.
I did know that, but I never really believed in it. I mean, you can know something, you can know it's around, but you don't have to believe in it. I never believed in it because it's my city, and I don't know. It's my city, and I believe in my city.
Yeah.
And I don't have anywhere else to go, so I have to believe this one.
And the cool thing is, you've traveled a lot as well, so you can honestly say that it's
fun.
I think so too.
I mean, like you go traveling, like, it's a lot really exhilarating. When you get home, it's just kind of like I'm home. Because Vancouver is a great home.
It really is a great home. I think so, too. In terms of dating and things like that, what's a good way to meet somebody? Like, in terms of if you see somebody who's kind of cute, you wouldn't mind chatting to them and stuff. What's a good way to just come up and talk to them?
I've never really done that. I mean, I've... You usually have to kind of be in the same scenario as her. Maybe you know the friend or something.
Okay.
Or it's kind of hard to walk up to someone random and just...
I think so, too. Unless it's a situation. So say you're at Starbucks and say you're ordering a Frappuccino or something like that. Or you're grabbing a juice there. Or sometimes it's easy to talk to somebody next to you in line because...
Maybe you ask what they're drinking or what they're having.
Yeah, and what they recommend, maybe.
That's a good conversation starter.
Somebody would be very lucky to run into you at one of these places since you've got a really strong palate in terms of for food, and I think that would be really great. They'd be very lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's next for you? Like, in terms of, you've got a YouTube channel, which we should probably plug as well. You're smiling.
I'm smiling because it's not very impressive of a YouTube channel. I mean, like, you call it, I mean, I have 5 subscribers, so 5.
Well, you know what?
Not very impressive, but I don't lie.
Well, you know what? Maybe we haven't had enough publicity yet, so that can change on a dime. So that doesn't mean that it's bad.
Yeah, my channel's called Lachlan Simpson. I mean, it's the one where...
Where you're kind of grabbing onto your chin?
Like,
kind of posing?
There's a gun coming from my chin.
Okay. Well, maybe what we can do is take a picture of you, and then we could pop it up on our Facebook page if that sounds good to people.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do videos talking to the camera.
What kind of stuff do you talk about?
Anything, really. What's happening usually with me and with my viewers.
Okay, so what was the most recent one about?
I can't remember. But I have like 8 videos. I also did electronic. I used to do electronic music, so.
That sounds really cool. We might have to have you on another show for CITR as well.
Yeah, I mean, you should check it out. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
For those who might be Googling you right now, how do you spell your first name?
LACHLAN, and my last name, the same as the Simpsons show, SIMPSON. I'll repeat that, LACHLAN, SIMPSON.
Cool. And for those who might want to see some of your reviews as well, and so you've written for The Arrow, which is your school paper, right? Did I get the right name for the school paper?
Yeah, but I don't really. My mom will probably be able to send it to your Facebook and put it on Facebook.
That sounds perfect.
But I don't think it'll be on the internet, so.
Okay. And soon we're going to be working on a website, aren't we? So we can have some more stuff, since you've already got a YouTube channel, and then you'll be able to share some other stuff as well.
Yeah, it'd be really fun. I would love that.
I think that'd be awesome, too. If you could basically wave a magic wand and change what people are teaching in the school systems about relationships and about dating, like, I don't even know if they're teaching anything in the school systems right now about dating, but what do you think that they what would you like them to include, like, in terms of what do you think is important
for them to include,
yeah,
or for them to take away?
Oh, both.
The criticism of it being bad, of it being relationships are bad, girlfriends are bad, and having to have someone who makes money or has a good degree or something. I mean, whoever you love really should be the answer. And if I was to add something, mm-hmm. I would add for them just to kind of teach the kids how to be around other people and how to act around them and how to make it more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
If they could teach that, because that's something you don't teach, learn in school. And that's sometimes you don't learn it from your parents, so maybe you never will learn it. And it's something really important in life.
I agree. And I think especially now with social media, everything else as well, we're just kind of on all the time. Like, I know you're not on Twitter or Facebook, right?
Not really. I'm not really much of an email or Facebook or Twitter kind of guy.
But I think what you're saying is really important. I think I'd love to add to that the fact that you did, like, the meditation that you recommended, doing breathing, so you really kind of get a strong sense of self, and as well as that, just in regards to that, love is really important, and it's really important to connect and how to connect to other people. I think all of those are really great suggestions. And I hope someone who's listening, which I do have a friend who writes curriculum for in terms of the health sciences in school. So I will, yeah, I think that's really important. Those are some of her beliefs as well, that those things are very important, because if we can't connect with other people and just be ourselves and be able to be respectful and communicate with people, it makes this world a really hard place to be.
It is. I mean, life was built off connecting, and if you can't connect and work with someone, then nothing will work. Because if you're in a college room and you're stuck with someone and you can't belong with them, then it would really suck. And it's great to learn how, and just not even relationships, just in general, how to get along with people. She teaches that in school too.
I think that's so important, and how to get along with people, because it's one of those skill sets, and I think we're always challenged with it, no matter how old we are, whether you're 2 or you're 90, like it's always changing.
Yeah.
I think friends are very important, because friends... hard to explain. Like, friends make you happy. If you don't have friends, you go crazy. If you don't have a partner, then it's just, life's so much funner with someone else. Someone to share your ideas and to laugh at your jokes.
It's so true. They've actually done some research. Vancouver Foundation, which is one of the largest endowment funds in Canada, they've actually done a lot of research where it helps people feel better if they feel part of community. And they did a study about a couple of years ago, which they released last year, where they found there's a lot of people who live in Vancouver who sometimes don't feel that they feel connected to their community. They feel kind of like they're on the outside looking in, and they really, really want to connect. And even though they've got the youth task force as well, a lot of that was also from the adults, which I thought was really sad, where sometimes people feel Vancouver is a very cliquey city in certain ways, where people kind of cluster in little clusters together. And so I think if we were able to teach a lot of that in class, in school systems, so we have that time to practice where we make it our own and it's really authentic, it could be really awesome. It would make this world such a better place, and it would make Vancouver an even more fun city.
Because everyone's nice inside, and it's just to find that way to express your kindness and your affection, that's a really great skill.
I think so too. For some of the listeners out there, you've probably heard me talk about Dr. Gary Chapman's, he's got a book called Five Love Languages, and sometimes in terms of communication, there's different ways we express love to people. Sometimes there's just through words, like telling people, like, I love you, I think you're great, acts of service, so maybe making a sandwich, or when somebody picks you up, say it's late at night, that kind of thing. So acts of service, physical contact, so getting hugs, you know, maybe cuddling with somebody, kissing them, those types of things. So it's just really connecting. For some people, gifts, that's a really great way. Like, for example, my mother, for my 19th birthday, she showed up at the place I was working at with a watch and gave me the watch to let me know that she and my father would always have time for me, because that was a really big way for her, was gifts. And the last one is quality time. And all of us have kind of like a primary love language that usually connects. And sometimes the easiest way to find out is to kind of ask yourself, how, you know, when somebody tells me they love me, how does it, you know, what is it, what makes me feel the best? So like whether it's, you know, connecting over food, connecting just by having good quality time, what is it that makes a difference? And through that, being able to honor the people we're with, whether it be our parents, whether it be our family, our loved ones, etc. All of that's so important.
Yeah. All that's important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To really express yourself and to really show what you love. And some people, there's only a couple ways to tell yourself how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it could be either present or it could be could be anything, really.
And also understanding that not all of us have the same love language. So just because, say, like for me, I love quality time and I love hugs. Those are probably my two favorite for me personally. But my boyfriend, Dean, he loves it when I make his lunch and I write a little note in it. And I do that every day for him when I'm at home. And it makes him really happy where he knows that I love him. And any time during the day, he can open up his and read what I've written to him. So for him, that's his love languages. And each person's different. So just being able to get to know somebody, finding out what works for them, and just asking them sometimes. They may not know right away because it's something neat. But it would be really cool if that was taught in school as well.
Yeah, definitely. My mom's told me about that book before. The way you show your love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your mom's a really smart lady.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
It was my pleasure, and I had a lot of fun.
Well, we might have to have you back, and especially with the electronic stuff, I'll have to see if I can connect you with somebody to have you on, maybe on a music show as well.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, up next is Hans von Klaus's Misery Hour. He is a very sexy man to be miserable with. He has the most amazing shoe collection. And he's hiding now, so we can't quite see his shoes, what he's wearing today. Oh, I see shoes. They look very, very awesome. He has the best shoes out of any man I've ever met, so it's pretty cool. And again, it's one of those times where I wish I'm going to have to set up an Instagram account for this show just to take pictures of his shoes so we can put them up, because they're pretty awesome shoes and has the best shopping tips and plays some really incredible, incredible music. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. We will be back next week at the sexy hour of 10 o'clock. Have a beautiful week, everyone. And don't forget to check out Lachlan Simpson on YouTube, and I will share it on our Facebook page and on our Twitter as well. Have a great night, everyone. Bye-bye.